Hey everyone, this is Dr. William Clark, your host of the Dr. William Clark Podcast. I'm happy to be with you guys for another episode. I wanted to take a quick moment and talk with you about how to write the perfect grant. And we've covered this topic several times throughout the life cycle of our podcast, and I wanted to bring this back up to your attention, particularly as organizations are jumping into the nonprofit space and they're looking for ways to become competitive. They're looking for ways to get better at the grant writing process, and they're trying to establish their specific elements that makes them different from others who are competing for those same dollars. So I wanted to address that during this episode. Before we get started, I want to invite you to visit us at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com. And there you can access all types of cool resources that we've made available to you, up to and including scheduling a free consultation with me and joining our newest class, Fundraising Basics for Nonprofits. So go ahead and join us at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com. Now, I want to address this topic of how to write the perfect grant. Before I do that, I just want to kind of set the stage here and let you know that there is no perfect grant. There is no perfect grant writing process. But what we're getting ready to talk about is the context of writing, the context of building an application that meets the needs of the organization, i.e. the one you're leading, and is responsive to the vision and the direction the funder is going into as they are soliciting dollars and soliciting organizational concepts and programs they're looking to support. So I want to respond to that connection point between you and the funder, and where's that intersection, and how do you write that quote, end quote, perfect grant that gets you where you're trying to go. So there are three things I want to share with you. These things, I will tell you, are not things you're probably going to expect. I'm not going to talk about pen to paper and specific words or phraseology you should use, but I want to talk about something a little different. So let's jump into it here. The first thing you want to consider when writing the perfect grant is to develop the right writing techniques. So you do need to know the terminology of your industry, your work, the clients you're writing about, the work you're writing about. What's the base, the best practices in language that is used? Now, the reason I'm not going to go into detail about this is because there are a variety of nonprofit organizations, organization types that listen to this podcast, that takes my training. And the reality is, as you think about becoming a leader in your industry and having significant influence in your industry, on your customers, working with funders, and being kind of a bleeding edge contributor, the terminology that is surrounding your work is determined by the collection of providers and service providers and funders that are engaged in that work. Now, here's something else I want to encourage you to think about too. One of the things that I enjoy doing when I'm writing grants is bringing terminology from other industries into the work to define and describe something in a different way. So for those of you that have been following the podcast for quite some time, you know I obviously write grants, you know I'm engaged in fundraising, but some of you may also know that I have an IT background. So I'm into tech, and I follow tech reviews, I follow tech releases, and all that goes along with it. A lot of you know that I'm into planning and strategy as well. And so any content around those topics, and including business topics, marketing, sales, etc., they show up in my grant writing. In fact, and here's a good example of this. If you listen to any of the podcasts, you'll hear any variation of terminology from those industries show up in our topics around nonprofits. So I don't isolate language about nonprofits just for the podcast or grant writing purposes. In fact, I include language from all these other categories into my language when it comes to the podcast, and it also shows up in my grant writing. The reason I do this is because I have found that terminology from other industries sometimes can better describe something than the thing itself, right? And so when you're able to just get to a point where utilizing good terminology from other places, this can have a profound impact on your grant writing. This is why giving you specific words to say in a grant will never help you, because one, if you use them, it's never going to be used in a natural way. And two, funders are very smart. If they see you use terminology in a particular question and it's not consistently integrated with throughout the application or better described in that specific question, you're losing opportunity to engage the funder and let them know that you are a expert in your field. So you want to utilize terminology that's relevant to the work and incorporate other terminology rather. The last thing I'll say about terminology here is to think about terminology from other areas that you naturally study. So if you're the grant writer or the leader of the organization and you're studying other things, and here's the caveat, and you're bringing those things into the practice of your organization, not just the words, but you're practicing these things, it's going to make a significant difference because it's going to come off natural, it's going to come off unique to you, and it's going to feel right. All right. So in addition to that, to bring it in terminology, you want to improve on your writing technique. All of this is integrated. And then lastly, in this first block here, you want to improve on your storytelling. So capturing the story of your organization, what you're doing, how it's going, what you've done, where you're going. Like, tell a story, paint a picture, paint the perfect picture of your work and your organization through the use of words. This takes us to our second point of how to write the perfect grant. That is simply become creative during the grant writing process. So we've talked about terminology as a way of becoming creative. Think about different ways to structure sentences. Think about ways to tell the story of a client. Think about different ways to describe your program. All of this kind of comes into play. In essence, I'm going to say this, but don't literally do this, but consider this. It's almost like poetry. Right. It's almost like writing a poem, writing a creative piece, writing a script, writing a song. It's very similar. Right. So you're trying to follow the mechanics of writing. So songwriting and poetry have mechanics to them. So does grant writing. And we offer that teaching in our courses, the mechanics of grant writing. But when you're writing in a creative way, you're looking at the mechanics and you're figuring out different ways to say something in a way that fits within the mechanics. So within a grant, you have the mechanics of word count, character count. You have the mechanics of limited questions. You have the mechanics of focusing on a singular idea, not all the awesome ideas that you have. You have the mechanics of talking about your leadership team. You have the mechanics of being descriptive about the work in the industry so that you can communicate that you are indeed plugged in and you're aware of what's going on in the industry and so forth and so on. Those mechanics, answering the questions directly, bringing the funder into your story, telling the story, connecting the story to real live data on a massive scale. So scaling your data points so that you can talk about the work. Those mechanics are always going to be there. But then how do you talk about those things in unique ways? This is, I think, as I reflect on it, this is one of the most challenging things for a lot of the clients we work with because they think about their work in such a linear fashion sometimes that they don't think about how can I tell the story in a different way. So here's an example when we talk about creative thinking and writing. If you have a situation where you are coming to the end of your fiscal year and you're supposed to serve 100 clients, but only 70 have been served and you only have 30 days to go, there needs to be an acknowledgement internally that you're not going to serve the remaining 30 people in 30 days, particularly if you have a program that has a length of time. So you're going to probably not meet your goal. Now, whatever that number ends up being, it is what it is at the end of that fiscal year and you got to do your report. There are several ways to think about this. Some people are very linear in their thinking when they say, well, we didn't meet our numbers. Sorry. Can we get funding again for next year? That's probably not the most effective way of thinking about this. Another way to think about this is, well, when we look at the last 12 months and what happened in our organization, in the community, with our target customer, there are a couple of things that we've learned that actually resulted in a better outcome than we expected. So, for example, if you have a training program of any type, you may say that we increased the expectations on our participants because we believe that if they're able to perform at this level, they're going to be able to achieve XYZ, whether it's housing, whether it's employment, economic mobility, sustainability, self-sufficiency, family reunification, etc., whatever the topic is. But by raising the bar of performance, we are raising the expectations, but because the data suggests suggests that when families, individuals are performing here, they're going to be able to have a long-term outcome that looks like this. Okay. Here's the consequence, though, and this is still your story. The consequence of raising the bar is that there are people that tried to enter to our program that did not want to meet that expectation. After doing some counseling and conversations with them and case management, we later learned that they didn't want to meet those expectations because they don't have an outlook that is parallel or consistent with where we're going and where we're trying to build our community to or towards, right? So we've dropped off and we did not meet all our numbers. However, the 70 people that we did serve are 70 people that have committed to achieving this goal. Going into next year, into our next year of funding, we believe that we can still serve 100 people, but we now have a better sense of who our customer is going to be in this upcoming year. We have a better sense of how to approach our customers. We have a better sense of our timeline. So instead of finding this out late into the first quarter, we're finding it out now. So going into the new year, fiscal year, we're able to serve our customers and target them, market towards them, recruit them, serve them better, and get those results, if not more, right? You want to be creative in how you're thinking. Yeah, you didn't meet the numbers. That's part of the story. But then why, right? So when you're being creative, you got to think about different ways to tell the story. What's the other side of the story? What's the other perspective of the story? And I think that if more organizations can think creatively about the problems that they're trying to solve or the deficiencies in their program in the current state, they might find different ways to tell that story. And they might realize that there are quite a bit of funders who are out there who are looking for these lessons learned, who are looking for a different way, a different pathway, a different process of thinking, etc. Now, this may be a bit challenging for some of you because it might not feel as clear cut and direct in terms of what happened. But one of the things I've learned about creative writing is that a lot of people tend to just cut to the chase and say, hey, we didn't do X, without evaluating and analyzing why. Right? Why were there organizational challenges? Were there consumer challenges? Were there market challenges? Were there small p, big p political challenges? Were there contextual cultural challenges in the community, et cetera? There are tons of reasons why things turn out the way they do. And so your job as the storyteller in chief through grant writing, marketing, fundraising, et cetera, is to tell that story to your partners and funders and let them know what's going on. So we got one more thing to cover here, how to write the perfect grant. I want to pause here and invite you to visit me at drwilliampclark.com. Again, that's drwilliampclark.com. You can access all types of cool resources, and you may be saying to yourself, I want to really explore this more. I want to learn how to frame grant writing better in our organization and our culture. Schedule a free consultation with me, and let's talk about it. You can go do that at drwilliampclark.com. Now, here's the last part I want to share with you. So we've talked about developing the right techniques and terminology, capturing stories. We talked about becoming creative in the grant writing process. Here's the last thing, and this is a very simple thing. Practice the writing process. So repeat what we just talked about and practice over and over and over again. Make it second nature. So you practice by writing more grants. You practice by writing more emails. You practice by writing more sales copy. You practice by updating your website, writing blogs, writing social media posts. You practice by telling the story, being on panels, being in collaborative groups, and any other opportunity you have to talk about what's going on with your organization and what's happening, where you're going, the future state, the current state, etc. All of that improves the writing process. Now, you may be thinking to yourself, you know what? I never considered the talking or speaking opportunities as practicing grant writing. Here's the thing I'll tell you. You'll be surprised at the frequency that you speak about this topic, the frequency you speak about your program or your customer, the frequency that you speak about what's going on, it actually boils over into the next grant application because there's always a grant application around the corner. And so how do you prepare your organization to get better? How do you practice more? You got to write, right? All the elements I talked about, you got to practice. You got to speak. All those things matter, right? And you got to continuously do those things. You can't just be in the back office just doing the work. You can't just be in the community doing the work. Yeah, that's great. But if you're the grant writer, if you're the COO, CEO, whatever your position is in a leadership role and influential role in grant writing and fundraising, you have to be out and about. not only among the community, but amongst others who are serving. You have to be out and about interacting with those who are releasing dollars, because that makes a difference in your ability to practice. Excuse me there. It makes a difference in your ability to practice telling your story and getting better at grant writing and framing out what's going on in your organization. Don't shy away from these talking opportunities. Don't shy away from these speech opportunities. Don't shy away from the opportunities to tell the story, because what you end up doing because of practice, you start to learn new ways of saying old things. You're saying the same thing, but to a different audience. And then after a while, you just start to get poetic with this thing. You have facts, figures, numbers, etc. But then you start to become an artist with your words. You become creative with your words. And this, my friends, puts you in a position to write the perfect grant. This will not lead to you getting every grant 100% of the time. That will never happen. But this leads to you writing a better grant time after time after time after time after time. I can't tell you enough how valuable this is. And some of you have seen this in other areas of your business and of your nonprofit. From you've gotten better at your marketing, you got better at your sales, you got better at describing your funder, you got better at describing your customer, you got better at money management. And it's all because of these techniques we shared today: writing techniques, terminology, storytelling, creative in your writing, and then practicing over and over and over again. So consider these things when it comes to writing the perfect grant. If you need help with this, visit me at drwilliamp.clark.com. Again, that's drwilliamp.clark.com. I would love to talk with you about this and work on this with you. Schedule your free consultation, and I'll be glad to connect with you. This is Dr. William Clark. We'll see you guys next time. See everybody.